imperial leader. The story of our great democratic statesman, Winston Churchill. And young Winston Churchill has finished with school forever. He now stands on the threshold of a military career. He is going to be a soldier, and after the drabness of his school days, life takes on a new aura of glorious adventure.
Father? Father, I just shot a rabbit.
Be quiet, please. Haven't you any manners? What do you mean by bursting in on me like that?
I'm sorry, Father, I didn't know.
Can't you see that I want to be alone?
I beg your pardon, sir. It won't happen again.
Winston, come back. Perhaps it is I who should beg your pardon. You see, my boy, old people are not always very considerate to the young. They become absorbed in their own affairs, and then they speak roughly in sudden annoyance. I ask your forgiveness, Winston.
Oh, Father.
So you've shot a rabbit, eh? Well, I'm glad you like shooting. I've arranged for you to shoot on September the 1st. If there's any pasture.
Oh, thank you, Father.
Are you looking forward to Sandhurst?
Yes, sir, very much.
The army's the best life, Winston. Far better than politics. At least you'll know that your foe's in front of you, not standing by your side and waiting to plunge a knife into your back.
Did they do that to you, Father?
It was my own fault. I was too impulsive. You have that trait too, Winston. Try and conquer it before it gets you into trouble.
Why did you resign, sir?
I wanted a reduction in the army and navy estimates. The rest of the cabinet opposed it. I thought that if I resigned, they'd have come round. I believed I was indispensable. But I forgot Goschen.
He's the new Chancellor of the Exchequer, isn't he?
Yes. I should have thought of him, but I didn't. And now my political career is practically over. Balfour is the real leader of my party. And Tory democracy, the genuine article, is at an end.
You rise again, Father? You make the name of Churchill mean something still?
No. No, Winston. But perhaps later on, you will. Whatever party you belong to, whatever position you find yourself in, remember this always as your motto. Trust the people.
Trust the people. Yes, I'll remember that, sir. Always.
Mother! Mother! Come quickly! Winston's hurt. I think he might be dead.
Winston hurt?
Yes, Mother. Hurry, please, hurry.
I'm coming, Jack. Where is Winston? What happened?
He's at the bottom of the ravine. We had him trapped on the bridge and he jumped over.
Jumped over the bridge? Oh, no, he couldn't have. It's 30 feet high.
He said he wouldn't be beaten, and so he jumped. And now he won't speak to us. Oh, come quickly, Mother, quickly.
I'm coming.
I think he's regaining consciousness. His eyelids flickered.
3 days. 3 days since we brought him home. Oh, Sir John, will my boy be all right?
I don't know. Yet. After a fall like that, he should be dead. His kidney's ruptured for certain, but his pulse is all right.
Sir John, you're the greatest surgeon in London. You've got to save my boy.
He's got to save himself now. Everything depends on...
Mother, Winston, my boy.
I'm not dead, am I?
Oh, Winston, don't you know me?
Yes. But you're so beautiful, I thought you must be an angel.
Cheer up, Mother. I'm going to be all right now.
It's been awful. For a while, we didn't know.
Yes, I heard the doctor talking. He said it all depended on me, my will to live.
Yes, Winston. He's a very eminent man. When your father heard what had happened, he was in Dublin, you know. He travelled express to London and brought Sir John with him. He's been so worried about you, Winston. We all have.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mother. But I had the will to live, didn't I? There were so many things I wanted to do. I wasn't ready to die so soon.
All right, old man?
Oh, hello, Father. Sorry to have caused you so much trouble.
Oh, that's all right. As long as the trouble was worthwhile. How did it happen, Winston? The other boys said you were playing follow the leader.
Oh, no, sir. I'd never play that game. It was hare and hounds. I was the hare, you see, and they had me trapped on the bridge. I couldn't let them catch me, could I? So I jumped over.
Always impulsive. Like your father. It won't always come off, though. And when you fail, your enemies won't let you forget it.
You won't have any enemies, Randolph.
Oh, yes, Mother. I want to have enemies so that I'll have someone to fight. But after I've beaten them, then there won't be my enemies any longer.
Who is that getting up to speak now, Mother?
That's Sir William Harcourt, dear.
Is he on our side?
I'm afraid there are not many left on our side now, Winston. Shh. Sir William's going to begin.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, the late Chancellor of the Exchequer has spoken very eloquently. He always speaks eloquently. And always about nothing.
He's talking about my father.
Shh, but he's not going to.
He is obsessed with an idea of his own importance. That is why he is now the late Chancellor of the Exchequer.
That's really the real reason.
Hear, hear.
Order, order.
Winston, you really must behave yourself.
That man's not going to insult my father. I hate him. And one day I'll pay him out. One day I'll pay out all my father's enemies.
How do you do, Silverton?
No capital, thanks. And this is young Winston. Well, my boy, and how did you like your first visit to the House of Commons?
You had no right to speak to my father like that.
Hark to the young fire-eater. I really believe he means it.
I do mean it. My father's a very great man.
Please, Winston.
That's right, my boy. Always stand up for your father. Yes, he needs a few champions these days.
And why did you insult him?
You ought to have heard what he said about me last week. Once we leave the floor, that's all forgotten. Why, I've been invited to dinner tonight.
You see, Winston, political enemies don't count in private life. That's what your father means when he talks about democracy. The enemy of today may be your friend of tomorrow.
Your mother's quite right, Winston. Wait till you're in politics. You'll make plenty of enemies, I guarantee that already. But when it comes to a question of England, there are no parties, only Englishmen.
I see. Thank you, Sir William. I beg your pardon.
Anyway, Winston, what are your plans? Your ambitions.
Oh, I have them all carefully laid out, sir.
And what are they going to be?
Well, a soldier, of course, while there's any fighting to be done. And after that, I think I'll have a shot at politics.
Right, Joe. The lad certainly has his future mapped out.
Indeed, Winston always looks ahead.
But you must look ahead, always. The future is yours, isn't it? And if you don't prepare for the future, you'll be living in the past.
Very good, my son.
Most remarkable, lad. Most remarkable. He should go far.
Congratulations, my boy. Captain James tells me that you've qualified for Sandhurst.
Yes, sir.
I am delighted. I want you to go into the 60th Rifles. They're a famous 4-battalion regiment. They're habited in black, but they have a red flash on cuffs and collar.
Yes, sir, but...
By going into the 60th, you'll be able to serve 2 or 3 years in a Mediterranean fortress, and thus be fully matured before you begin your service in India. I've made all arrangements about that.
But, Father,
Yes, I've written to the Duke of Cambridge. He's the Colonel-in-Chief of the 60th. And he's graciously replied that he'd be delighted to accept you. And it's a great opportunity.
Father, I've qualified for a cavalry cadetship.
What's that?
The competition for the infantry was so much keener.
And do you know why? Because the cavalry's too confoundedly expensive. In the infantry, one has to keep a man. In the cavalry, a man and a horse as well.
2 horses, Father. As well as a couple of hunters and a string of polo ponies.
Are you mad?
We can afford it, can't we? I rather like the idea of soldiering on horseback.
Really? And what about all the plans I've made for you?
Well, of course, I'm very sorry about that, Father, but how was I to know?
Not only are all those plans upset, but upset in the most inconvenient and expensive manner. You've just taken it on yourself to make these arrangements, without giving one thought to what I might think about them.
Well, sir, you've always advised me to act according to my convictions. The Churchills were never any good at follow my leader.
Winston, I'm very dissatisfied with you. You've chosen the easiest way. You usually do. If you continue on those lines, you'll become a social wastrel.
All right, sir. You'll see. When I get to Sandhurst, I mean to work and work hard. Harrow has just been a waste of time for me. I'd far rather have been apprenticed as a bricklayer's mate, or run errands as a messenger boy, or help my father to dress the front windows of a grocer's shop. It would have been real. It would have been natural. It would have taught me more. And I should have done it so much better. But because we're what we are, I went to Harrow. And now I'm glad it's over.
You really meant what you said about working at Sandhurst?
Yes, sir. Because I'll be doing something that I want to do. You won't be ashamed of me, Father. I give you my word on that.
Hello. You're Winston Churchill, aren't you?
Winston Spencer Churchill.
I'm Prince Alexander of Teck. Shake hands.
You're a senior cadet here, aren't you?
Yes. I'll show you all the ropes. Think you're going to like it?
Well, I hardly know yet. And yes, I think I'm going to like it. No more Latin, French, or mathematics. I can make a new start here.
Oh, yes, you'll find your work here quite different. The classes are awfully interesting. There's tactics, fortification, topography, military law, and military administration.
I'm sure I like those.
Then, of course, there's drill, gymnastics, and riding. In fact, everything to make the complete soldier.
What a pity it has to be all make-believe.
Yes, Fancy being 19 years old in 1793 with more than 20 years of war against Napoleon in front of one. Oh, what a time for a soldier to be alive.
It almost seems a pity we've become so civilized, doesn't it? The age of wars between great nations has come to an end forever. Why, the British Army has never fired on white troops since the Crimea.
There are still savages and barbarous peoples. Some of them might put up a show one of these days.
Yes, but the great days are over. It almost seems a waste of time becoming a soldier when there's only peace ahead.
Only peace ahead. How Winston Churchill today must recollect with a sad philosophy how wrong everybody was in old England of the 19th century. Only peace ahead. Yet this erstwhile schoolboy who is now to become a soldier will face many wars and live through many times of peril. Follow the story of glorious adventure in the next episode of Imperial Leader.